that is incredible. You were the luckiest guy in the world. Congratulations, Dave. Yeah, man, I'm real happy for you. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Yeah, take care. Dirtbag.
Whoa, talk about Captain Mood Swing, huh? Who crawled up your shorts and died?
This jerk I went to high school with just got hired as a management trainee at General Motors.
Oh, wow. Is that like one of those college work study programs?
Yeah.
Oh, man, those things are raging, man. You get, like, college credit. You get a shot at one of those jobs where they pay you tons of dough and you don't have to do squat.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm perfect for that. I don't know, Cody. I feel like I'm going nowhere.
Well, let's review your life, okay? Now, since high school, you got a job washing cars where you make slightly less money than, say, a paper boy, right? You still live at home where you sponge off your parents and you share a bunk bed with a 10-year-old. Dude, sounds like nowhere to me.
Man, that is totally unfair. How come Dave's a management trainee and I'm nowhere?
Well, dude, isn't it obvious? He's going to college. I mean, hey, if you want a shot at one of those high-paying, fast-end jobs, you got to go to school, too.
Man, I hate school.
Dude, school's killer, man. It enriches your mind. That's why I'm going. Dude's a rainbow.
Man, I can't believe I'm actually thinking about going back to school voluntarily.
Dude, you're going to love college, man. Dig it. They got millions of cool books. They got these really gnarly professors, like if you got any problem with anything. Killer student store where you could get a rad bubble gun just like this one. Dude, I love higher education. All right, now listen up. We need some quiet. That's right, the college students are about to delve into the bowels of knowledge.
Cody, we're the only ones home right now.
Never mind.
You know, I can't believe they actually let JT into a college. Must be part of the Aid to the Chronically Stupid program.
Oh, go sniff a hydrant, Barky. If you can get into the college, so can I.
All right, JT, dude, what do you got for homework?
I have to read the first chapter in Economic Basics.
JT, that's basic economics, not economic basics. Here's a helpful hint for college. Learn to read.
Well, here's a helpful hint for life. Eat my shorts.
All right, okay, crack the books and put your brains into turbo. So JT, dude, what are you doing?
I'm taking a break.
From what? Opening the book?
I can't concentrate. You guys are breathing too loud. I'm gonna go upstairs and study in my room.
Hey, cuz. You might want to take your book with you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, JT, here's an idea. Why don't you sit on the book, so that way it'll be closer to your brain?
Sorry, dude. That was a good one.
I do not.
You do too.
I do not. Mr. Lambert,
yeah.
Will you settle an argument for us?
Well, sure. What is it?
Doesn't Mark look exactly like a young Arnold Schwarzenegger?
How young?
You know what I mean. Look at him. He's a hunk. That washboard stomach, that massive chest, those bands of steel he calls arms.
Gabby, let me see those glasses, would you? Yeah, I'd have this prescription checked, because I'm just not seeing Schwarzenegger.
See, I told you, I look nothing like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Stallone, maybe. Especially after I pump iron.
Mark, I'd check your own prescription while I was at it.
Oh, Frank.
Huh.
I have have something really great planned for next Tuesday night.
Well, all right. I just got my Zorro costume back from the dry cleaners.
We are meeting with some people from a very prestigious preschool.
Preschool for who?
The baby.
Oh, gee, honey. Don't you think you're rushing things a little bit here? I mean, the kid is still living in fluid.
If you want to get your child into the best schools, you have to get them on the waiting list early. And then just don't take anybody at the Sutton Academy.
The Sutton Academy? It's the name of a preschool? Whatever happened to names like Miss Daisy's Ducky Room?
Oh, Frank. I mean, nowadays, preschools are so much more than just a babysitting service. You know, at the Sutton Academy, they have a computer room, they have a science lab, and they have a theater in the round so that they can perform Shakespeare.
Shakespeare in diapers? What is that, to poop or not to poop?
Frank, it's a very competitive world out there, and you have to give your child every educational advantage that you can.
Carol, all my kids went to Miss Daisy's Ducky Room. They spent all their time gluing macaroni on paper plates, and they turned out just fine. Times have I told you, if you drop a cookie, don't go in after it. All right, same as last time. Here we go. And one, two, three. Oh, I see. It was a macaroon. Well, of course.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, Dana. Want to give me a hand?
Sure. What, do you want me to hold that down while you tie it?
Nah, I want some applause, man. I did such a killer job wrapping this present. Look at that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Who's that for?
JT, man. I bought him an East Swiss U sweatshirt. You know, he had his first test today. I think he aced it.
Aced it? You saw the way he studies. He's got the attention span of an ant. And not one of the smart ants. Like, if there wasn't another ant in front of him, he wouldn't find his way back to the hill.
No, JT's smart. Yeah, just not in a way everybody can tell. You know, kind of like you're sweet, only nobody can tell. JT, dude, how'd the test go?
I flunked.
Oh, wow, dude. Well, that's okay, man. It was only your first test. I mean, hey, you do better on next time.
Forget it, Cody. There's gonna be a next time, okay? I can't study. I'm too stupid for college. I better get good washing cars, because that's what I'm gonna be doing for the rest of my life.
I just ironed that couch.
I am looking for my fishing magazine, honey. I can't find it.
Oh, I threw it out.
You threw it out?
Frank, the people from the Sutton Academy are coming over tonight, and I want them to think that we're intelligent people, not catfish people.
Now listen, Carol, I'm not going to put on some phony baloney act just to impress some fancy pants preschool.
Well, I'm not asking you to be phony. I'm asking you to be yourself, except for one thing.
What?
Would you mind changing your belt buckle?
What's wrong with my belt buckle?
Well, nothing, if you're heavyweight champion of the world. It's just that some people think those big belt buckles are gaudy, and I want to make a good impression.
Carol, if they're not going to let our kid into Sutton Academy because of my belt buckle, then the heck with them.
Oh, that's them. Now, please, please be nice.
Yeah, I'll be nice. Okay. I'll be nice.
Well, hi, I'm Carol Lambert.
Veronica Preston, Sutton Academy. We spoke on the phone.
Yes, how nice to meet you. And you must be Mr. Smith.
That's Smythe.
Smythe? Well, that's... knife. I
This is my husband, Frank.
Now, how you doing? Hey, come on in and take a load off. Boy, it's cold out there. You're going to want to warm right up.
Thank you. Would you like some lemon meringue pie? I made it myself.
Oh, homemade pie. How quaint. No.
The purpose of this interview is to find out about your background and to assess your home environment in terms of what kind of child might live here.
Oh, well, if I do say so myself, I think that we have a wonderful home environment, and we've raised some very special children.
Dad, Carol, check this out. Brendan can drink milk upside down and blow snot bubbles out of his nose.
Now, kids, we have company. It's not really time to do any of your milk tricks, okay?
Yes, why don't you two run upstairs and read the encyclopedia?
Why would we do that?
To satisfy your thirst for knowledge.
I don't have a thirst for knowledge.
I'll explain it all later. Just go upstairs, okay?
Oh, they just love milk. Brain food, you know.
Shall we begin?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, now I'll be administering the verbal section of the interview.
What's Sherlock Holmes doing?
Gathering data to assess your home's cultural environment.
Paperbacks, minus 10.
Now where's he going?
The kitchen. We must make sure your food has the proper nutritional value for a growing child.
I've got your nutritional value.
All right. Question one. What was the last cultural event that you and your family attended?
Honey, I'll let you take this one.
Cultural event. Well, you know, I've been to so many, it's hard to pick just one, but recently, I'd say that it was the ballet.
The ballet? Was I there?
Well, it wasn't technically a ballet. It was more like ice dancing.
Oh, Snoopy on ice. Yeah. Well, I guess that is cultural because they took that show right to Russia.
Ms. Preston, may I see you for a moment in the library?
Excuse me.
We've got trouble here. These people subscribe to a fishing magazine.
What do you expect from a family where the husband wears a belt buckle the size of Texas?
So you had enough?
Oh, yeah. What is wrong with you people? Is this the way you welcome people to the Sutton Academy?
No, actually, it's the way we let you know you're not welcome. I'm sorry, but we're simply not interested in educating one of your special children.
Okay. Listen up, Miss Prisbag. Our family may not read the right magazines or go to the right cultural events, but at least we have manners. You have been looking down your pointy little nose at us ever since you walked in this door. You insulted my husband. You insulted my kids. You even insulted my pie, which I made just to be nice to you people.
Better watch it, Miss Preston. She's got a pie in her hands.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, simply that people of your particular class have a tendency to get physical when they're upset.
Oh. So you are saying that I am so low class that even though I am angry, I might lower myself to shove this pie in your face?
Frankly, yes.
Good call.
I think my wife pretty well speaks for the both of us. I'm Sherlock Long. I'm sure you got a whole lot of interviews you haven't done yet. And believe me, if you're ever in the neighborhood, just stop right back, okay? Because, golly, my wife's always baking something.
that was beautiful.
That made me so mad.
Oh, honey, I think you need to do something to work off all that pent-up anger of
yeah,
yours.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, well, does the name Zorro mean anything to you?
On guard.
Grab the punch.
Hey, guys. Yo, JK, dude. I've been thinking about why you flunked that test today, and I think I got it figured out.
Sort of figure out I'm stupid.
Ah, dude, you're not stupid, man. It's just, your brain's all flabby, you know, from being out of school this semester. What you need is somebody to beat your brains back into shape for you. I'm just the guy for the job.
Forget it, Cody. You're wasting your time.
Don't make me thump on you, dude.
All right, let's get it over with.
Cool. Now, dig it. I broke your first chapter down into sections. Now, you just read the first section and tell me what you read.
Fine.
Cool. Hey, Cody, I need your advice.
Cool.
As you know, Gabrielle and I have a rather hot relationship.
Yeah, you guys got the monster love Jones going.
Well, see, that's the problem. We're having trouble controlling ourselves. Our brains are saying slow down, while our hormones are saying put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, I hear you, little cuz. Hey, come here, grab a seat, man. Now, look, your problem is no different from any other dilemma that every young couple has faced, okay? Now, my suggestion is, like, try a rousing game of ping pong, you know? That way you guys get to work up a sweat, you know, and get rid of some of that excess energy, and you still got a safety net between the two of you.
Right? Okay, I'm finished.
Right on. So, tell me what you read.
I can't.
Oh, sure you can.
No, Cody, I mean, I read the words, but nothing gets into my brain.
Aw, oh, come on, JT, man, you're just goofing off.
I'm not goofing off. Man, I'm sick of this. How come every time I'm having trouble in school, someone thinks I'm goofing off?
Well, let's face it, man, you're not even trying.
I am too trying. I can read this stupid economic basic book 100 times, it still wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, right. You're not even focusing on the name of the book, man. The title is Basic Economics. I mean, like, what are you, dyslexic or something?
Get off my back, Cody. The title is Economic Basics. It says so right here. Man. Sworn I had it right.
Cody may be onto something. Transposing words is one of the key symptoms to dyslexia.
Dude, maybe you should see a doctor. Get tested.
Huh. Great, just when I need another test.
Here?
Yes. When JT gets back from the doctor, I want him to know that we all really care about him.
What if we don't care about him?
Fake it.
What's dyslexia anyway?
No, honey. It's dyslexia. It's a learning disability that makes it hard to read. Something happens between the eye and the brain, and things get mixed up.
Wow, that sounds pretty bad.
Not really. If you know you have dyslexia, you can deal with it. There's special techniques you can use, classes you can take, and even some schools will give you extra time to finish your work.
Yeah, the way I see it, it's one of two things. I mean, like, number one, JT's got dyslexia. Okay, so he's got to work a little bit harder, but he can lead a perfectly normal life. Number two, JT doesn't have dyslexia. No matter how hard he works and studies, he'll always be dumb as dirt.
Great news, everybody. The doctor says I have dyslexia.
Oh, yes. Oh, I knew it. I knew you couldn't be that stupid. Oh, but you all know what I mean.
See, Al, I told you JT had dyslexia and he's not an idiot. You owe me $10.
I can't believe it. My own sister bet that I was an idiot?
Hey, it looked like easy money.
Well, my firstborn son is not brain dead, and that calls for a celebration.
Yeah, and I have most of the lemon meringue pie left, so let's go in the kitchen.
All right.
hold on there, Cisco. We still got some work to do before we celebrate.
Work?
Yeah, basic economics. Yeah. What do you think? Now that you have dyslexia, you got an excuse to goof off? Now you got to work even harder.
Harder? Oh, man, I liked it better when people thought I was stupid.
Yeah, sure you did.